Chapter 3, Success Leaves Tracks. When I started my journey as an entrepreneur in October 2001, I did a lot of reading and research, and one of my favorite authors was and is to this day business legend Dan Kennedy, who is an expert marketer, a very successful entrepreneur. One of the things he wrote that had a big impact on me was Success Leaves Tracks. The concept was good news for me when I was launching my first business, and it's good news for you now. Why? Because the success leaves tracks principle means that you don't have to reinvent the wheel to have a successful business. You have an example, or perhaps many examples, to follow. You can achieve success by taking the same steps and following in the same footprints as other entrepreneurs who have already made it, and made it big in some cases. Their success tracks can be your own personal roadmap to creating your own dream business. However, having the map is not enough. You have to take the steps, and those steps may be difficult at times. And every step, every time you come to a fork in the road, you're going to have to just say yes, no matter how frightening the unknown path in front of you might be. In many respects, you're going to have to jump and sprout wings on the way down. Is it scary? You bet it is. I've been there. Are you going to hit the bottom? You might. But if that happens, you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you figure out what didn't work, and you try again. I know the idea of hitting bottom is scary, but the alternative is staying put with your feet firmly on solid ground, accepting the fact that you will never know if you can fly. You'll never discover everything that you can achieve, and you'll never be able to create your dream business and live the lifestyle you want. There's also another way to look at this. Perhaps you're already at the bottom, stuck in a job in which you're simply trading hours for dollars or facing unemployment or underemployment. That's exactly where I was when I started my business. And although I had no money and a lot of debt, I just said yes and I took the leap. I figured it out as I went along. In looking back over my life, there were plenty of forks in the road on my entire career journey, and plenty of times I just said yes that actually played a large role in getting me to where I am today. I did a whole kind of look back at my life, and I want to share with you now just a few of the times that I said yes without even realizing I was just saying yes, and certainly without realizing I was going to write this book umpteen years later. After reading this chapter, I want to encourage you to do the same exercise. Take some time, consider the journey that you've already been on. Reflect on how many times you've already just said yes, perhaps without realizing it at the time. And my guess is that your life is filled with examples, maybe similar to mine, that got you to where you are today. Having coached entrepreneurs to higher levels of success for more than 7 years now, I can tell you that we are all occasionally too hard on ourselves. And recognizing successes, no matter how small, is a great way to boost your self-confidence, perhaps just enough to take the next leap. When I was 15, I was offered a job as a bike mechanic at a local business within walking distance to where I went to high school. I never worked on a bike in my life, and it would have been easy for me to use my lack of knowledge as the right reason to turn down the offer and perhaps find something that I could do to earn some spending money. But I said yes, and actually that decision led to a 25-year career in the bicycle business. At 21, I was offered the opportunity to manage a bike shop that the owner was planning to sell when he returned to his former career as an engineer. The business had low sales in part due to the terrible economy that surrounded the Carter-era recession. I'd never managed anything before, let alone a team, and certainly it was a lousy economic environment in which to prove myself. I was just about to get married and was looking for something, you know, more of a career-oriented position. And again, it would have been easier, perhaps even prudent, for me to walk away from that opportunity to look for something more secure and with greater growth potential. But I just said yes. I ended up growing that business from approximately $300,000 in sales to just shy of $1 million, catching the eye of a local competitor. That competitor had a small chain of 14 bike stores and offered me a position as regional manager, but also wanted my help with marketing. I never finished college. I only had one marketing class, but I did some creative marketing at the previous bike shop, including starting my first newsletter when I was 21. So I just said yes and kept moving forward, believing that I would somehow figure it out or at least look good trying my best. A year later, the owner said he was going to start franchising his business and needed someone to develop a franchise training program for new franchise owners. We'll need to create a training manual and develop a 2-week training program to teach new franchisees the business, he said. I'd never created anything. I've never created a training program in my life, let alone be responsible for helping someone who just made a personal investment of $150,000 how to run a successful business. But once again, I said yes. I said, I'll do it. I later went on to rise through the ranks. I became National Director of Franchise Operations, and together with our leadership team, we grew that chain of 14 stores to 80 stores in 18 states. After 10 years with this company, I was offered a position to help start a new marketing association in the retail musical instrument business. I had no clue how associations work, and other than being a self-taught hack musician, I had no experience in the music business, at least in my mind. Luckily, these three partners starting this association believed in me and the experience I had and offered me the position, and I just said yes. The owners had a very aggressive goal of achieving a membership base of $500 million in combined revenues in the first 2 years. Again, I said yes, and together we hit that goal. Exactly 2 years later, we hit that goal. I was offered a position as a VP of marketing for a local training company. Again, no previous experience in this other than the training position with the franchise program, but the salary they were offering was great, and since I had a personal career goal to become a VP by the time I was 40, you guessed it, I said yes, knowing I would just figure it out as I went along. I was going to jump and learn how to sprout wings on the way down. Unfortunately, later never came because this too-good-to-be-true job offer was just that. Upon returning from a family vacation in July of 2000, I was told that my position was being eliminated, and bam, just like that, my steady job history since becoming a bike mechanic at 15 had come to an end. I'll spare you the details, but what I believed would be a short-lived period of unemployment followed by me receiving multiple lucrative job offers turned into 15 months of devastating unemployment. To make matters worse or even more stressful, 1 year into this difficult journey of unemployment, I was diagnosed with stage 2 cancer. Now, since I promised to spare you the details, let me cut to the chase about what this has to be the granddaddy of all my decisions to just say yes. There I was at the lowest point in my life, out of work for 15 months, broke, heavily in debt, not seeing any prospects for a job, which if there were any, they vanished after the attack of September 11th on our country, and having successfully attained cancer-free status, or for now, but still badly shaken about having to face my own mortality and the thought of not seeing my twin girls graduate high school, I got on my knees and I prayed for divine intervention. I needed guidance and I needed it desperately. It was during this prayer for guidance that the Holy Spirit told me to start a business, to become an entrepreneur. Seriously, do you have the right number? I mean, this is me, Jim Palmer. I'm broke, heavily in debt. My once strong ego and self-confidence have been crushed. I don't know if I have the confidence or ability to sell anyone anything. And I'm supposed to start a business? Just say yes, Jim. Luckily, I did say yes, and my journey as an entrepreneur began in October 2001. The rest of the story, the business owner piece of the puzzle, is what comes next and is perhaps more exciting. But I felt some historical context was in order as we entrepreneurs were always looking forward, seemingly always looking to the future and not assessing some of the important revelations we can learn about ourselves by taking a look backwards. As I began writing this book, I took time to look back and I could clearly see all the forks in the road and how my decision at each one to just say yes without knowing how or when or where the ultimate result would be have certainly led me to living a very good life. From the humble beginning of my business and my first year as completely revenue free, I've continued to keep my eyes and ears open for subsequent opportunities and times for me to just say yes. From starting my business by providing a handful of clients with newsletters, I created my first newsletter when I was 21, remember, and I was a store manager at a bike shop. I said yes to expanding that offer where I now was providing what I call customer-loving content, to reaching a broader client base, I said yes to creating done-for-you newsletter templates. And then I said yes, and I created my concierge print and mail on demand program, alleviating the pain my clients faced and growing my business again and again and again. I never thought of myself as an author, or writing a book seemed very daunting, but however, the stressful entrepreneurs I was studying and learning from, remember, success leaves tracks? Well, becoming an author is very important, so I said yes to writing my first book, The Magic of Newsletter Marketing. When this revolution called social media began, I said yes and I expanded again. I created my second successful online business called No Hassle Social Media, where we create content badly needed by time-starved entrepreneurs. I don't know much, if anything, about it, but I jumped in and I figured it out on the way down. As someone that is as a somewhat still new entrepreneur, when I attended my first major marketing event, my thinking was that I just wanted to go there and get one thing, or if I could just get one new contact. I remember going to these events. I would sit in the back of the room, 800, 1,000, 1,500 people. I remember looking around at everyone there and wondered who's really successful and who's just pretending to be successful, because that was me right now. I feel like I'm pretending. I figured the folks on stage doing the presenting were successful, but I thought, I'm not going to do that. I'm not a speaker. I don't get up and speak in front of big groups, so I'm not going to stand up there in front of 500 people and make a fool of myself. And when somebody suggested writing a book, it's a great positioning tool. I felt I barely got out of high school English class, and it just seemed like a bridge too far. Doing videos, I'm not comfortable in front of a camera. Produce my own seminars, my own live events. Are you kidding me? That's the last thing I want to do. That's super expensive. And by the way, what if I suck at it? That's the head trash going through my mind at the time. Continually, my ongoing thought when these ideas crossed my mind was, no way. That's not going to work for me. My business is different. I don't know how to do those things. It's going to be too expensive. I'm uncomfortable on camera and I hate my silly voice. However, thankfully, I reached a point in my life and my career as an entrepreneur where I was beyond tired of slow to no growth, and the painfully slow growth was beginning to make me feel like a loser again. So I decided to fix that and just say yes to everything that promised growth, as presented by highly successful entrepreneurs who I knew to be very successful doing exactly what it was they were preaching. But all those things were scary. Again, I'm sharing my story because I know it is not unique, and I'm willing to bet that you are seeing some of your own fears and trepidations in situations that parallel my journey. I assure you, if you want to create your dream business and live your dream lifestyle, it's time to jump. It's time to just say yes. Maybe you've heard of Gene Simmons, you know, the front man for the rock band Kiss. His full story is that of an entrepreneur, more than simply a musician. It's a really great book. Gene is a great example of someone who constantly says yes, turning himself into a business conglomerate after starting out as a garage band. It's funny how so many successful ventures start in garages. After immigrating with his mother from Israel at age 8, he admits that his interest in starting a band had its foundation in watching the Beatles, or more specifically, watching the girls screaming at the Beatles. According to biography.com, he thought, if I go start a band, maybe the girls will scream at me. So while attending Joseph Pulitzer Middle School, Simmons and a couple of friends created a band called the Missing Links in order to get the attention of their female classmates. The group, fronted by Simmons, won a school talent show and Simmons a modicum of fame. In his book, Me, Inc., Build an Army of One, Unleash Your Inner Rock God, Win in Life and Business, Gene Simmons shares that he and Paul Stanley always had a clear-cut vision of what they wanted to achieve, and they always planned to operate Kiss as a business, not simply a band. They decided to manage themselves without a background in promotional management. They began producing their own albums and marketing their licensed merchandise, again, without formal training in any of these aspects of their business. Then came acting, including a few B-movies, as well as publishing and Fashion Plus, a successful foray into reality TV with the show Gene Simmons' Family Jewels. Gene was the one who inspired me to reflect on my own journey, and at all times, I just said yes without feeling qualified or ready. In his book, Gene shares his in-depth insights into business success. But not to minimize his efforts, hard work, and entrepreneurial talent, a lot of it boils down to deciding what you want and just saying yes, then figuring out how to go about achieving it and getting it. People who just say yes are the ones who move forward, the ones who achieve success, the ones who live their own dreams, no matter how lofty those dreams may be. I want to pause here and give you what I call a little tough love. How do you define yourself is completely up to you. Your decision, your success, the dream lifestyle is probably not like mine, and I'll also venture that it's not like that of Gene Simmons. Or maybe the idea of wild makeup and screaming girls is right up your alley, but I'll leave that to you. Regardless, I want you to dream big, decide, and just say yes. But you must also be crystal clear in your own understanding that you have to put in the work. No one is going to hand it to you. When I started out as an entrepreneur, I knew in my heart, I knew in my soul that I was going to be successful, but I figured I was going to have to do it my way. I ordered business cards. I even opted for the more expensive glossy stock and saw my name as founder and CEO. I thought I was doing well, but as I got hungrier and more impatient for success, there were two game changers for me. Number one, I learned to get comfortable doing uncomfortable things because it's the uncomfortable things that move you forward faster. I also became involved with a mentor who kicked my butt and embarrassed me to create a turning point in my business. I'll share that first embarrassing experience with you, being on the receiving end of some tough love in my entrepreneurial journey. I was part of a mastermind group. When I was starting my own mastermind and coaching program, there were a lot of other successful coaches participating, and I wanted to learn from them all. At that time, my program was doing okay, but I just wanted to grow faster. As I already mentioned, there were some things that I was not at all comfortable doing early in my career. As I was sharing with the group my desire to grow my business, my coaching practice, and I listed a number of other entrepreneurs whom I admired and want to emulate, and some of them were in the room, a mentor who was fully aware of what I was doing and, more importantly, what I was not doing, got in my face on a break. He literally got me and he said, "Jim, let me ask you a question. How is it that you feel you deserve or are entitled to the same level of success as your peers or other people in the business if you aren't willing to do the same things they're doing right now to grow their business? How does that work? Can you explain that to me?" Today, I refer to this as my Rocky moment. Do you remember when Mr. T and that scowl and that hair, beard, and everything, he got in Rocky's face and he said, "Pain." But Rocky learned from that lesson, and I learned something about manning up and doing what is required to grow a dream business. I learned yet again from this very embarrassing moment to put my fears aside and just say yes. It was painful and embarrassing, but it was exactly the tough love I needed and what I needed pointed out to me. On the trip home, flying home from California to Pennsylvania, I made up my mind that never again would I be put in that position. Never again would I have someone call me out on my own stuff. And when I say never again, I decided that never again was I going to be the impediment to my own success and growth. So I learned how to become a speaker. I learned how to create videos. I put on my own live events. I became very proficient at podcast interviews. I now have no trouble with doing any of those things that were once very, very uncomfortable to me. My discomfort level became too friggin' bad perspective in my mind, but I just said yes and figured them out because I saw other people having success by doing those things. You know, the people who achieve success are the people who do things that other people are not willing to do. For example, they make calls they'd rather not make. They get up earlier than they'd want to. They give more than they initially get in return. They're willing to feel unsure and insecure when playing it safe feels better. They deliver results instead of excuses. They're willing to fail and get up and try again. They always invest in themselves to accelerate their success. The top 1% are in the very small minority for a reason, because very few people are willing to do the hard things. That's exactly where I was before I put on my first live event. It was going to be very costly to book the room, plus I blocked a section of the hotel rooms for better pricing for the attendees, but I was going to be on the hook for all of those rooms if nobody showed up. I was very worried about that. I also was worried about the room being packed and then choking and freezing on stage, forgetting everything I wanted to say. But you know what? I just said yes. I got comfortable with being uncomfortable. How to get comfortable doing uncomfortable things? Let me give you a couple thoughts here. Number one, let go of your ego and your desire to create your own greatness. It doesn't matter that I opted for the fancy stock in my business cards or that my title was founder and CEO. I finally realized that it is much less important that I'm the one who has every bright idea. It's much less important that I develop all the stuff I'm going to do. I learned that I can learn from someone else who's been there and done that and simply replicate that approach. Number two, seek help and counsel from really smart people and understand that you can actually purchase speed to grow your business. You can close the chasm between where you are now and where you want to be, and you can get there faster. Number three, get a mentor. Yes, you'll be in for some tough love like I was in my embarrassing moment, but without accountability, accountability, little actually gets done, and none of us is particularly good at holding ourselves accountable. Am I right? Yes, success leaves tracks, but you have to do things in which you might feel uncomfortable. Are you like I was, feeling that you were entitled to the same level of success as others without getting your own discomforts and making difficult decisions? Well, too bad. Get over it. Yep, that's the tough love. So figure it out and just say yes.